Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry bunts towards the mound. Pierce juggles the ball. That's an error on Pierce. Groth moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Young reaches second base with a double. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a line drive to center field. Rivera throws towards the infield. Pierce fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pierce. Young scores. Trucks moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-0 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-1 in the game. Severs takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-1 in the game. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Severs moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a line drive towards third. Elliott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-1 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-1 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Mealy moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Mealy scores. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Mike Bliska now pitching. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Elliott moves to second. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Young takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Mike Bliska. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Elliott moves to third. Young moves to second. Bob Kane pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a pop-up towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott scores. Young scores. Kane moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal White now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel is hit by the pitch. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aloma now pitching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss strikes out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Lenhart moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Stevens moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aloma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aloma is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Young hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Young reaches second base with a double. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Roy Sievers. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is walked intentionally. Young moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Young scores. Edwards moves to third. Krahoski moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Browns, 4. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Les Moss. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Brachin now pitching. Clint Courtney now catching. Dick Krahoski now playing first base. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carrasquel hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Fain moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso is walked intentionally. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott bunts towards third. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Miranda pinch runs for Bob Elliott. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Aloma. Miranda moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyke bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Miranda moves to third. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Young is walked intentionally. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miranda scores. Burchin moves to second. It's 5-4, Browns. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Miranda now playing third base. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dyke. Fox reaches second base with a double. Allie Clark pinch hits for Luis Aloma. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's White Sox, 5, Browns, 5. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burchin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Rivera moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Satchel Paige now pitching. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Krahoski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Krahoski reaches second base with a double. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks, he's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Cocos pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Neil Berry now playing third base. Billy Hunter now playing shortstop. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Fox reaches second base with a double. Lawler goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, White Sox. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Page fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and two walks. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Larson pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.